March is when we start to feel spring-ish and ready to prepare for the exit of winter. Flower vendors have bunches of daffodils stacked in buckets ready to add color and joy to our homes. This flower symbolizes rebirth and new beginnings, which is the feeling of this time of year. With sunny yellow flowers as a centerpiece, there is certain energy to finish setting the table with delicious and comforting food to be enjoyed. Apricot meatballs. This dish fills your home with a wonderful aroma when cooking. It is also a great way to use up the bottom of a jar of apricot preserves. Serve with a side of oven-roasted rice and some steamed green peas, carrots, or a fresh salad. 1c. Uncooked converted rice 250 milliliters 2 pounds. Lean ground beef 1 kilogram 1 teaspoon. Parsley flakes, or cut fresh parsley 5 milliliters. Season with salt, pepper and seasoning salt to your personal taste. 4 tablespoons soy sauce 60 milliliters. 1 tablespoon brown sugar 15 milliliters. 1c. Apricot jam 250 milliliters. 3 tablespoons vinegar 50 milliliters. Half a teaspoon. Paprika 2 milliliters. Preheat the oven to 350°F, 180°C. Mix the rice, beef, parsley and seasoning together. Form into 1-inch balls and place in a prepared casserole or baking dish. Thoroughly combine the soy sauce, apricot jam, vinegar and paprika. Pour the sauce over the meatballs and bake for about 50 minutes. Serves 4 to 6. This dish can also be cooked in a slow cooker on low for 6 hours or on high for 3 to 4 hours. Adapted from Company's Coming Appetizers cookbook by Jean Pear. Jean's contribution to my cookbook collection is extensive. She died in December after a long and fulfilling life. Thank you, Jean. Your recipes bring so much nourishment and joy to the family table. Oven roasted rice 2c. Converted rice 500 milliliters 2 and 3 quarters c. Boiling water 675 milliliters 1 tablespoon butter 15 milliliters 1 teaspoon salt 5 milliliters Combine the rice, water, butter and salt and place in a greased casserole. Remember to use a large dish as the rice expands as it cooks. Stir well and bake covered at 350°F, 180°C, for 50 minutes or until rice is fluffy and all the liquid is absorbed. Serves 4 to 6. Crème brûlée. I was served this dessert at a restaurant recently. It was so creamy and delicious, I wanted more so I tried this recipe at home with success. 5 large egg yolks, room temperature, 5 1/2 circa granulated sugar 125 milliliters 1 1/2 teaspoons pure vanilla or vanilla bean paste 7 milliliters 3c heavy cream 750 milliliters 1/2 teaspoon instant espresso powder optional 2 milliliters 1/4 of a teaspoon salt 1 milliliter Preheat the oven to 300°F, 150°C. In a medium mixing bowl, whisk egg yolks and sugar. In a pot, combine heavy cream, vanilla bean paste, espresso powder and a pinch of salt. Heat up over medium-high heat just until scalded. Do not boil. Transfer the hot heavy cream into a vessel with a spout. This will make the next step easier. Very slowly pour the heated cream into the egg yolk and sugar mixture. Make sure to whisk constantly throughout the pouring for a smooth consistency. Note: the sugar in the egg yolk mixture will help the eggs withstand the heat. Then pour the cream mixture into shallow ramekins, 8 ounces, or oven-safe bowls and arrange them in an oven-safe baking dish. Pour water into the baking dish around the ramekins. You want the water to come about halfway up the side of the ramekins. Be careful not to get any water in with the custard base. Place in the oven and bake until set about 30 minutes. Careful not to overbake, you want them to have a slight jiggle but not too much. Remove the creme brulee from the oven and carefully remove out of the water bath. Otherwise it will continue to cook. Let cool completely. Refrigerate for at least 1 hour or overnight. Sprinkle sugar on top of each individual creme brulee. If desired, toast the sugar with a blowtorch until the sugar turns a deep golden brown. You can also do this by placing the bowls under the broiler for a very short time. Source: www.fooddolls.com. Yields 4 8-ounce ramekins. Oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. Chocolate chip anything is a hit at our house. My daughter made these cookies, which is different than our regular recipe. And when we voted on old versus new, the result was, in with the new. 1c. All-purpose flour 250 milliliters. 1/2 teaspoon. Baking soda 2 milliliters. 1/2 teaspoon salt 2 milliliters. 1/2 circa unsalted butter, room temperature 125 milliliters. 1/3 circa granulated sugar 75 milliliters. 2/3 circa brown sugar, packed 160 milliliters. 2 teaspoons. Pure vanilla extract 10 milliliters. 1 large egg 1. 1 1/2 circa rolled oats 375 milliliters. 1c. Semi-sweet or dark chocolate chips 250 milliliters. In a medium bowl, whisk together the flour and baking soda, set aside. Combine the butter with both sugars, beat on medium speed until light and fluffy. Reduce speed to low, add the salt, vanilla, and eggs. Beat until well mixed, about 1 minute. Add flour mixture, mix until almost combined. Stir in the oats and chocolate chips. Chill dough for 1 hour to overnight. Preheat the oven to 375°F, 190°C, and prepare the baking sheets. Use a small ice cream scooper, 2 tablespoons, to drop heaping tablespoon-size balls of dough about 2 inches apart onto the baking sheets. Bake until cookies are golden around the edges, but still soft in the center, 8 to 10 minutes. Remove from oven, and let cool for 1 to 2 minutes. Transfer to a wire rack, and let cool completely. Makes 24 to 30 cookies. Source: www.preppykitchen.com. Notes: Measure flour correctly by sprinkling it into the measuring cup with a spoon and use a knife to level it off. Chilling the dough is optional, but it created a cookie that spreads out less, concentrates the flavor and dehydrates the dough a bit as well. Toasted walnuts make an excellent addition to this cookie. Try adding in 1/2 to 1 cup, 125 to 250 milliliters, of chopped nuts. The cookies are done when the edges start to brown. The centers will not be raw, but they aren't fully set either. Peanut butter oatmeal, and a second sweet option with some added protein. 1 1/2 circa all-purpose flour 375 milliliters. 1 teaspoon. Baking soda 5 milliliters. 3/4 teaspoon salt 7 milliliters. 1c. Unsalted butter, room temperature 250 milliliters. 1c. Creamy peanut butter 250 milliliters. 3/4 c. Packed brown sugar 175 milliliters. 3/4 c. Granulated sugar 175 milliliters. 2 large eggs, room temperature 2. 2 teaspoons. Vanilla 10 milliliters. 2 1/2 circa old-fashioned rolled oats 625 milliliters. Preheat the oven to 350°F, 180°C, and prepare a baking sheet. In a medium mixing bowl, whisk together flour, baking soda, and salt. In a large mixing bowl or the bowl of a stand mixer, beat butter and peanut butter on medium-low speed until smooth and well combined. Add the sugars and beat on medium speed until light and fluffy, about 2 minutes. Beat in the eggs and vanilla on medium speed until well combined, stopping to scrape down the bowl as needed. With the mixer on low, add the flour mixture, mixing just until almost combined. Scrape down the bowl and add the rolled oats. Mix just until combined. Scoop about 2 tablespoons of cookie dough onto the baking sheet, placing each cookie about 2 inches apart. For gooey cookies, bake for about 12 minutes or until the edges are set but the center still appears wet or shiny. For crispier edged cookies, bake for about 15 minutes or until the edges and tops are lightly browned and the center is no longer shiny. Let cookies cool on the pan for 5 minutes. Remove and finish cooling on a wire rack. Makes 24 to 30 cookies. Source: www.preppykitchen.com. I was not an English class scholar, but I always remember some of the lessons I had, and this poem stuck with me. "I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud," by William Wordsworth, is about seeing a field of daffodils waving in the breeze and the inspiration it brought. My favorite was the last stanza. "For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills, and dances with the daffodils. There is warmth at the end of the winter tunnel." Jody Mirosavsky is a home economist from Rosetown, Sask, and a member of Team Resources. Contact team@producer.com.